Blog Talk Radio.
Like to welcome all of our visitors as well and let our visitors soon become UCA members. Praise the Lord. Welcome to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor Tamar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Once again, that's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. If you're in California and you're out in the Inland Empire or Los Angeles area, Just come on and drive on out and visit us. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, and you will be blessed with beautiful people, beautiful message, good praise and worship, and you will be enlightened. And with our services and you come and worship with us and learn with us, you will be enlightened. You will wax strong in the spirit and have a closer walk with the Lord. And that's our prayer for everyone that visits us, okay? All right, call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. You can do that. You can usually do that on Facebook. If you see my Facebook post of this show, you can just click on the picture and the entire program will start. You can hear the entire program. You can hear it today and all this week, okay, on Facebook if you do that. But for today, Alignable, Twitter, and Instagram, you can just go ahead and dial in or click on the picture if it's one there or a link, okay? Okay, now, and also don't forget to tune in to The Message of Life with Pastor Tasila and T. Meyer McCain on HSBN.tv. You can go there and look up our program, or we're on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook Live, so stay tuned with that, usually in the afternoon on Tuesdays on Facebook, okay? You know, or you can just catch us on YouTube anytime this week on many other apps also. We're on quite a few social media apps, so go ahead and tune us in, join us, and you will be blessed, all right? Stay right where you are. Do not go away. Repeat, do not go away, and we'll be right back. Here's Kimberly Brown.
I sing to
Praise
you, my
Lord.
Savior. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and the message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. So now, let's get right into our message today. Let's pray. Father God, bless every ear that hear this message today. Open up the hearts of all the people, Lord. Let your spirit move upon every person, whether they dialed in or they're listening from their computer. Let your spirit, or even if they're listening from their phone, let your spirit move upon them that they will receive this message and it will be a part of them, Lord. It will live in them until the day that you want them to bring forth your truth for the glory of God the Father. This we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The modern day ark is what we're talking about today. God's modern day ark. With so many things happening in this world today, like, you know, for example, the man-made agenda of starting a one world government, of which man tries to take the place of God and cause people to worship a system by giving the people an image to bow down to. You know, this is 100% idolatry, and the nation is trying to move us into idolatry. Revelation 13, verses 4, not just the nation, this world system, these ungodly organizations that have come together to try to control the world. That's what's happening, actually. Revelation 13, verses 4 through 10. And they worshiped the dragon, which was Satan himself, which gave power unto the beast, to this beast system. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. This is an all-out war against Christianity. Again, it's an all-out war against Christianity. It's against anyone who believe in and love the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. This scripture says it was given to him to make war. This was the mission of this Antichrist leader and this Antichrist system. And power was given to him over all the nations, over all the kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You notice that this scripture said that he was given power over everyone in the world of all nations except those written in the Lamb's book of life. He has no power over us. Only those who submit, receive and surrender to him, not the true believing Christians. The system will not have power over the true believing Christians. And if any of us in this world is captured by any form of this system, believe me, deliverance is coming. Jesus is our deliverer. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. The punishment of these ungodly people, these ungodly organizations in this evil world system will follow them. Their evil, the punishment will follow these evil people and organizations. And their punishment will be the lake of fire, because they will not repent. Even when they have a chance to repent, they will not repent. When God shows himself strong, many of them will still reject him. Therefore, the Lord will reject them and bring them into his wrath. Wow. That's the last thing you want to happen to you, to get into the wrath of God. It's our job as Christians to help to try to save souls, bring many people into the kingdom so that they can be delivered from the wrath of God. With the wrath of God, there's no escape. On this earth, we may go through trials, tribulations, and all of that, persecutions, even all of that. But it's nothing in comparison to the wrath of God. When the wrath of God comes, there's no escape. There's no getting around it, because he has shown himself strong. He has proven to you that he is God, but still you choose to either worship Satan or you choose the things of this world. So therefore, the punishment that's given to Satan will also be placed upon you. Understand that if you reject him. But right here, for the true believers, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Understand this, saints. This is when we must be very patient, be alert, keep our eyes on Jesus and hold on to him with all your might. Or we ourselves, if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, hold on to him, then we ourselves could easily get caught up and wrapped up in this idolatry. As it is written in Matthew 24:24, the Lord says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you." The Lord is warning us. He's telling us that this deception is going to be so strong that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But you know what? That's why the Lord put it in there, if it were possible. But the Lord wants us to know that if you are his very elect, it is not possible. But it is so strong that if it were, even the very elect could very well be deceived. Praise the Lord that you are his elect. Therefore, it is impossible. This one world agenda is for control and to put more pressure on people all over the world. Many people will seek deliverance from this man-made plan, this man-made agenda that will put many in bondage. It's sent out to put the world in bondage. Continuing in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 through 15, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." There are many antichrists in this hour, just like they were many antichrist in the past, all the way from the Caesars. You know, actually it really goes back further than that, but just, you know, for the sake of argument, I'll just say from the Caesars, you know, like Nero, he was more of a political antichrist, even to Constantine, who came on the scene in the 300s BC, 300s AD, after the ascension of Jesus. He came on the scene, and he was more of a religious antichrist, but he was still an antichrist, and he did some things that was under deception that made people think that he was a Christian. As a matter of fact, he even said that he was a Christian, but it said that when he was baptized, he died before he even entered the water. He was an antichrist in reality. He only changed things because Christianity was growing so much, and, you know, he had the concept, if you can't beat them, join them. So he created his own type of religion that he wanted to make more like Christianity, and it involved all of the pagan gods, all of those gods, Jupiter, Venus, and all of those different gods. And he changed their names to names of saints, of all the saints and all of that kind of stuff. It's a big, long story with Constantine. But he was more of a religious type of antichrist because he was still for his own false gods. Okay? So here's the deal. We still have religious and political antichrist today. There are many antichrist systems on the earth today, and each antichrist and antichrist system is a part of a system that they're trying to make into a one-world government by giving someone, either their out-front person or a group of antichrists, a council or an organization, Illuminati and all these other organizations, Bilderberg Group, so many ungodly organizations of billionaires, you know, giving all these people great worldly and demonic power. They're getting great because they're worshiping Satan, and they give, and he's giving them great worldly and demonic power, political power and religious power and demonic power. They also have an agenda for a one world religion. And he goeth, I'm continuing reading, and he goeth, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven. We're still talking about the Antichrist. He makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. He's going to cause them to worship this image, whatever that image is. He's going to want them to worship something like Nebuchadnezzar did. He made an image of himself, and he made a demand for the people to worship that image. Anytime they heard some music playing, they had to bow down and worship this image. This was back in the days of Babylon, you know, and these type of things are going to come to pass today. And right now they have so much technology that they can really cause an image to actually exist, and people can very easily bow down to this. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is like the same thing that's happening again that happened back in Babylon hundreds and hundreds of years ago under Nebuchadnezzar. Satan's deception will be great on the earth, and many will fall into his deceitful trap and embrace this one world religion. This is a religion that would force people to worship an image, an ungodly, blasphemous image. It will be a religion that will put all of the pagan religions of the world in one big pot and call it love, mixing all religions together, including witchcraft. They'll name it humanism, you know. Man looking out for man. This disregard God altogether. That's their purpose, is to get God out of the picture, get Jesus out of the picture. And a lot of this stuff has already started. They've started a religion called Chrislam. It's a mixture of Christianity and Islam. And Catholicism will take the lead in bringing all of this together for a one-world religion. The Pope is very busy trying to bring all religions together. You know, years before, many, many years before, Catholicism wouldn't even think of mixing with another religion. But now, in this hour, they're bringing all religions together to bring them in together as one and have Catholicism to be the lead on this, the Pope or somebody that they will raise up to be the lead in all of this. They are even trying to have a one-world economy, a one-world currency. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that and that no man might buy or sell, except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. People will have to use a one-world currency, primarily through the World Bank. You probably won't see the money. It probably will be all through the bank, you know, with cards and all that, or a stamp on you that you go to the bank and you just, you know, that mark on your hand, you could probably run that across something, and then you can get into your accounts or whatever. But they would still have the power to close your accounts. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath an understanding, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, because it is a man-made system, and his number is 666. 666 is the number of fallen natured man. That's why God wants to pull us up to a seven nature, for us to be seven creatures. Not seven individual creatures, but a seven nature, a perfect nature. It's what he wants. He wants our number to be 777. No more 666. We are to be perfect seven people. This one world economy is going to be a hardship for the citizens of the world in this hour. And many will seek to escape this bondage. Many will be starving. Food will be taken away from them, gas for their cars, lights and gas for their homes, and all of the necessities of life taken away from them unless they surrender to and submit to this beast system and the Antichrist person or committee or organization or government or whatever group, that they will have controlling power. They want controlling power, and if you submit to this system, then they will control you in every way. This will cause many people to depend on the governments of the world. If you don't have anything, what are they going to do? They're going to, now they depend on the governments of the world. This Babylonian, Egyptian, ancient Rome demonic system, and they will have complete control. This is their plan. That's why many will try to escape, but they will need a place to escape to, a place of refuge, a city of refuge. They will need a place to go to. That's why the Lord is building his last day church. Just as sure as Noah built the ark in his day, God's last day church or house in this hour is his modern day ark of safety. The New Jerusalem, the city of peace, we will be that city. We will be God's last day ark of safety for all those who seek the Lord. The ark of Noah was a revelation of God's last day ark of safety in this hour. Noah was a type of Jesus Christ. Noah's name even means rest or peace. And we all know that Jesus gives us rest. He gives us peace. As it is written in Matthew 11:28, the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." His rest. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, as it is written in Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus gives us peace far beyond our understanding. Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So, in Noah's ark, you had Noah, a type of Jesus. Noah's wife, a type of the bride of Christ. And Noah's sons and daughters-in-laws. his sons and his daughter-in-laws, a type of the sons of God. And all the animals were a type of all people from all nations, all kindreds and tongues. This was the revelation behind the story. It spoke of our day, of our time, behind the building of Noah's Ark. It all pointed to our day, our time. People will come to us, just like the animals came to Noah. And just as the Lord sealed Noah, his family, and all those animals and everything in the ark, he will seal us with his covering hour. For the Lord God is our covering in this hour. Don't forget that. So let us get in step, get in the flow of the Holy Spirit, because it is time for us to get in our places, our spots, our offices, our calling, and assist the Lord. We have to assist him in building his house. But the problem we have today is that many Christian leaders are building their own houses and leaving God's house waste. As the Lord said in Haggai chapter 1, verse 3, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Meaning the house of the Lord, you're not looking to try to build the house of the Lord. Many of God's people are only interested in their church, their house, their ministry, how they are going to make money and be noticed politically as a prosperous corporation or as a profitable business. They seek fame and fortune. Hate to put it, to lay it out like that, but it's the truth. A lot of these, not all ministers now, I have to clarify that. Not all ministers, because there are some true ministries out there, true believers out there, and these people are seeking to do God's will. But there are also the phonies, the fakes, the hirelings, who's not thinking God's will. They're just simply shearing the sheep. They're robbing God's congregation so that they can be rich and profitable. There's no regard or desire to assist Jesus in building God's church on this earth. They fail to understand that God's last day church is his last day ark of safety, a place of refuge. But we must receive the revelation of who Jesus truly is so that Jesus can build his house. Many of us want to do great things for the Lord, but it is so important for God's people in this hour to get the true, pure, deep revelation of who Jesus is so that Jesus can move in you and build his home, build his house. What many people don't understand is that it's the Lord. The Lord is the one who will build his church, as it is written in Psalm 127, verse 1. A song of decrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It's no good if you try to do this on your own, because the Lord is the one that builds the house, but he wants to work through us. We must get into the flow of the Holy Spirit, so that we will know exactly what to do and what it takes to assist the Lord in building his house. There is a revelation about Jesus Christ that must be revealed to God's people in order for Jesus to be able to fully build his house in this hour. Remember when Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say he is? They said this and that, you know, but he asked, but who do you say I am? Let's read this. This is in Matthew 16, verses 13 through 18. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say you are John the Baptist, some Elias or Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the of one of the prophets, you know, one of the prophets of old. He said unto them, but whom say you that I am? Now, he asked all of them this question. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon, son of Jonah, or son of John, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, you are Peter, a small little stone, and upon this rock, meaning himself, I will build my church. You know, Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus was so happy because God himself revealed to Peter who Jesus was. The Lord has to truly reveal who Jesus truly is to us. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the full revelation from God himself to you, to me, to us, to those who will receive. He wants to put the revelation of Jesus Christ in our spirits, our souls, and our minds. Jesus said, upon this rock shall I build my church. Upon what rock? Upon the revelation of Jesus Christ that will be given to us by God the Father himself. God the Father himself shall his church be built. He is the rock, and it is Jesus himself who will build this last day church, not other pagan or commercial Christian denominations or religious leaders, not politicians, not governments, any other religion, no man-made or demonic organization of any kind, none of that. Only God's true believers, those that he had said, come out of her, my people. Only these people will God use. Those who hear the call, come out of her, come out of this religion, these religious organizations, come out of this denominational teaching, come out of all of this political mess and from being under government control or any other religion or any kind of man-made demonic organization. Come out of all of that. Come out of the world and enter into him. And those who do that and obey will receive the pure, true revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus will build his church by giving his true believing ministers and leaders instructions and directions that we must follow, so that we will know exactly how to assist Jesus in building his last day church. All people will be drawn to his last day ark of safety. People will be drawn to you. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. We'll be over all these other governments and whatever. We'll be on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. All nations shall come to you. We are the mountain of the Lord. What will make people want to come to God's holy mountain, which is his last day ark of safety? What would make them want to come to us? Because God's light will be upon us, and all people, small and great, will want what you have. They will see your light and be drawn to it, as it is written in Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Our light is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. His light has now risen upon us. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And you can tell, people are in darkness in this hour. Gross darkness. Their minds are crazy. They're shooting and killing people, innocent people, for no reason. It's crazy out there. Their minds are taken by drugs, and demonic possessions is really the root of all of it. You see, but right in the midst of demonic influence, demonic possessions, oppressions, depressions, and obsessions, along with this one world government, this one world religion, one world economy, and one world currency, all of this that they're trying to make one is Satan's kingdom. All of this is Satan's system. But here's what God is going to do right in the midst of Satan's system. Here's what he's going to do, or here's what's going to happen to you, to us. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. When they say Gentiles, that means other nations shall come to your light, and kings, all the leaders of the world, will come to the brightness of your rising. That's Christ in you, the light of Jesus Christ shining fully in you, and they see it and are drawn to it. Even the ark in the wilderness that Moses made was a type of us, because in the ark was the showbread and the Ten Commandments written on stone and Aaron's rod that budded. This was inside of the ark that Moses built in the wilderness. Therefore, in us, in our hearts, because we will be the ark of safety. Remember, in this hour, we will be the ark in us. And our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our spirits shall be the showbread, which is Jesus Christ, the bread of life, and the Ten Commandments, that's written in our hearts, which represents the word of God in us, and Aaron's rod that budded, which speaks of us being God's chosen people, and we will be fruitful. And we will also be that rod that speaks of authority. The rod that speaks of authority. That authority is the authority of Jesus Christ. We are that house. The house that Peter calls living stones. Because when we are all in one accord, fitly framed, and brought together in unity, we become God's house in this hour. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, you also as living or lively stones, we are living stones, lively stones, we are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We don't have to kill bulls and lambs and all of that to offer up a sacrifice before the Lord. We're offering up spiritual sacrifices before the Lord. This house will be God's ark of safety in this hour, a place for people in the world to run to for deliverance, for healing and provision. They will come to God's last day ark of safety. That's you. His last day, seven golden candlestick, perfect church. That's us. His last day bride, that's us. His new Jerusalem, his city of refuge, that is us. Where they can all, when the people come to you, they can all enter into God's kingdom. We will bring them into God's kingdom, into God's life, which will place them far above all the things that's going on in the earth. And many people will come. That's why it's written the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And those who answer the call will be his kings and priests, and we shall all reign on the earth. Amen and amen. That's the message for today. Praise the Lord. I hope you guys have all received it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Here's a song from my good dear friend, L. Jerome Battle.
Oh, Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know his love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That's love so perfect.
'Cause he knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken spaces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with his overwhelming light. Perfect love, perfect love. God is, he is perfect love. Perfect love, perfect love. God is, perfect love.
Would you like to know a love so perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
Would you like to know his love is perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
'cause he gave and restored my life.
In a single moment
he won my battle and my fight.
Those falling moments
when I thought I would not survive, failing at no time.
Perfect love.
Given your heart to the Lord. So let's do that now. Let's rededicate ourselves. And for those of you who have never given your heart to the Lord, let's do that right now. Just repeat after me. Oh, Father God, come on, you can do it. Oh, Father God, I repent and ask that you forgive me for all of my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. Now say all of this in your heart, from your heart, okay? I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, my Savior, and my King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now, O Father God, I ask that you accept me in your life and let me be a child of God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen and amen. That's it. It's done. If you said that, if you repeated and you said that from your heart, you are saved. So now what you have to do, still some things that you have to do. You just find a good believing, a good Bible believing, Holy Spirit filled, God-fearing church. And a pastor or even a true Christian friend or family member, find them so that you can be baptized. You can get baptized. Join that good church and have the pastor or any true believing Christian can baptize you. People, you can even be baptized in your bathtub, okay? But just find someone that so that you can get baptized. Get a Bible if you don't have one. And churches, a good church will make sure you get a Bible. Okay, read and study it. Read it over and over and study it. Go into the scripture and study it. And this is very important. This next thing is very important. Spend quiet and personal time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Just you and the Lord. Spend that private, personal time. This is where the relationship between you and Christ gets stronger. This is where he began to unveil things to you. He opened up and unveiled more of himself to you. When you more you do this, then you will start getting the pure, true, deep revelation of Jesus Christ, who he really is. He will give it to you, and he wants to. He wants you to know him. Thank you, Jesus. That quiet, you know, make sure that that in your quiet time, you're praising the Lord. You're not only praying, but you're praising the Lord and worshiping him, even dancing before the Lord, you know. Then spend time collectively with other believers in the Spirit for continued strength. You want to stay strong, so stay connected to other true believing people, okay? If you do that, if you follow all of these instructions, you will be just fine. Don't worry about it. And then the day will come when you can see the Lord and all of his beauty. You will actually be able to gaze into his eyes. Hallelujah. We're going to gaze into his eyes. Right now, there's someone that needs a healing out there. It's many of you that actually suffer from carpal tunnel, where you have a lot of pain in your wrists from repetitious work that you've been doing, and it's reaching its toll, and it's very serious. I command healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing in Jesus' mighty name for the glory of God the Father. Also, someone, you are having problems with your eyes. When I say someone, I mean many of you that's out there. You have problems with your eyes. I command healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Eyes open, not only open in the natural, but open so that you can see the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ and the things of heaven. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, I have a book out. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. Okay, and it's going to be, it is available right now on Amazon. So you just go there and put Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by T. Meyer McCain, and it'll pop up, okay? And go ahead and order it. Order a lot. Order some for friends and be blessed, okay? I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.